So what I said seemed to convey that God is one in some way, some essence of God is one in all religions. But then I said that everything is not right. Because I said pluralism is not necessarily right. And then there's also a theme that God is not one. So is God one or God is not one? See, there is God and there is people's conception of God. So quite often within religious traditions, there's a descending revelation that comes of God as he is revealed to the saints of that tradition. But there is also an ascending projection of people's conception of God. And when we consider this, the ascending projection, that means, you know, if you consider religious extremists, be it of any tradition. Now, often, if we look at their conception of God, you know, God for them is just a more powerful being who hates the people whom they hate. So, for religious extremists, God is just a more powerful being who hates the people whom they hate. So, that God is not the God who is revealed in the religious tradition. That God is the God who is projected by them, by their own conception, by their own imagination. So, when we talk about whether God is one or God is not one, we have to be careful what we are talking about. You know, different people use the word God, but they don't always have the same thing in mind when they use the word God. So, if we consider God in terms of a eternal spiritual reality that is the source and sustainer of everything. Now, this is the broad definition of God that we get in the Hindu tradition. The eternal spiritual reality that is the source and sustainer of everything. So, in that understanding, God is one. That if there is source of everything, there's one source is there. There's one eternal spiritual reality. There's one sustainer of everything. So, eternal spiritual, in that sense, God is one. But if we look at the religions as they exist today, you know, many of the expressions of those religions are often at wide divergence from what is taught in their scriptures. And this has happened in Hinduism, this has happened in Christianity, this has happened in Islam. Many of the religions, it just happens. So, when this happens, that there are certain present expressions of those religions that are widely at divergence from what is given in those religions' founding revelations itself. So, when we consider such expressions, then God is not one. So, the God of the spiritualists and the God of the terrorists is not one. The God of the terrorists is simply a projection of their own imagination. Now, by this, I don't necessarily mean to say that Allah and Vishnu are not one. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, Allah as revealed in the Quran and Allah as understood by terrorists, they're two different things. So, the terrorists have imagined Allah to be a person who hates whom they hate, the people whom they hate. So, that's why when we see religion as it is practiced today and when we talk about God as he's conceived in the religions today, there will be differences. There may be even irreducible differences. But if we consider in terms of the essential concept, you know, whichever religious tradition we look at, there is a conception that there is some reality which is unchanging beyond this changing reality. Something which is spiritual, which exists beyond the material. Something which is the source and sustainer of everything. So that reality, when we call as God, then that is eternal. That God has understood from this definition's perspective, that is one. But God has conceived by people in different traditions today, in different religious forms today, that may not be one. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.